Tom?
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Do you need testosterone in order to take vitamin D and calcium before you see the protective effects on the bone? Because I've always been under the impression that if you were castrate, giving vitamin D and calcium didn't make a whole lot of difference, that you tended to develop osteoporosis anyway. It wasn't protective unless you had normal levels of testosterone. That's purely a question.
And the studies have been done with osteoporosis induced by hormonal ablation, vitamin D and calcium, too little to reverse.
Too little.
Even stop it once it's on the slippery slope, as do the oral bisphosphonates. And the study's been done with IV bisphosphonates, even the orals. They've always given vitamin D and calcium, but there's no good data to even say you need to do that.
Because there's been a number of presentations I've heard where people have said, if you put somebody on hormonal therapy, you now need to put them on vitamin D and calcium, because if they do develop a problem and you haven't put them on it, you will be considered outside the standard of care, which was quite a shock to me, especially when I was unsure if you didn't have testosterone, all you were doing was helping the fish in the first place. So does anybody know?
It's probably right, but I don't think there's any
legal
data
issue
that proves that you're benefiting from it.
Matt Smith.
But there's a lot of data in the
shown a reduction in bone loss.
Androgen deprivation therapy population that it has mostly in women, but also some in men, because this has been studied extensively, that vitamin D and calcium are very effective at least reducing the bone mineral density loss.
In which group?
In aging population.
Right, Paul Harvey says. I'm talking about a castrate population.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, I do think it should be the standard of care, because although we don't have the direct evidence, we have a mountain of evidence in a population that's more or less similar that it's effective, and it's so innocuous and cheap that I think to not do it doesn't make sense.
This week's New England Journal of Medicine has a great article on bone that you should read that goes into a lot of these things. And giving vitamin D and calcium to people may help a little bit, but one, it really doesn't have a big impact. You have to use a bisphosphonate, like Fosamax is approved for men for osteoporosis. But none of the drugs, once you have metastatic disease or have osteoporosis from hormonal therapy, work unless they're the stronger bisphosphonates.